Cartoon Controversy, the PBS series Postcards from Buster, follows an animated bunny named Buster as he makes new friends and learns new things, some of which, with the more exquisite-than-ever sensibilities of broadcasters, may be inappropriate. In today's episode, Buster will visit two lesbian parents. PBS has halted distribution of the episode, but some stations are broadcasting it anyway. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
If you live in Boston and some other cities around the country, you can watch the disputed episode of Postcards from Buster today. In the show, Buster Baxter, a bunny, meets a Vermont family with two mommies.
Hi, Buster. I'm Gillian.
Hi, Gillian.
Hi. You want to come on in? Buster!
Hi, Karen. Nice to meet you.
A number of other public television stations will air the episode in coming weeks, but it's still unclear how many of some 350 PBS stations will show it. Postcards from Buster is a spin-off from the popular Arthur cartoon series. In the show, the animated Buster travels with his father and meets all sorts of real-life families around the country.
What is a Mormon?
We believe in strong families and actively participating in our religion. It's very important to us.
Oh, I see.
In the episode at issue, Buster has dinner with a real-life family in Vermont, where gay civil unions are legal. Although PBS President Pat Mitchell had initially concluded that the material in the program was appropriate, PBS reversed course last week after newly sworn-in Education Secretary Margaret Spellings denounced the program as one that many parents would not want young children to see. PBS did not respond to our inquiries about the decision, but Jean Hopkins is a spokesperson for WGBH in Boston, which produced the show. This is what PBS told her station.
They felt that there would be some stations who would find that it would be not fitting in their communities, so they weren't going to make it available.
Kirby McClure is program manager at KBDI in Denver. He says his station has decided to air the show because it fulfills a public television mandate.
I think PBS, you know, is backing down. I think that we as public TV stations need to, you know, not cave into economic pressure or political pressure when we're doing our jobs.
Mark Brown, creator of the Arthur series, issued a statement expressing disappointment in the PBS decision. What we are trying to do in the series is connect kids with other kids by reflecting their lives, he said. In some episodes, as in the Vermont one, we are validating children who are seldom validated. For Day to Day, I'm Kim Masters.
And this note, NPR does provide PBS stations with news headlines in prime time.